You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Pastor Jim Patton. He's the senior pastor there at the church in Pikeville, Kentucky, First Real Baptist Church, Pikeville. He's been there as the lead pastor since 2005, but he and his wife, Miss Jonda, have actually been ministering there in that area for around 30 years. And so thank you so much for joining us today, Pastor Jim. We really appreciate you.
My privilege. Thank you for having me.
Now, we need to point out, they call you the Rock Doctor, and you're not just a Kentucky fan. You're an alum and been to some other places as well. So we need to be careful talking Kentucky basketball around you, don't we?
Yes, that's right. But now I have to, full disclosure, I got the best thing that University of Kentucky ever had.
Yes.
I got my Jonda.
There you go. And that was the right answer. So good job on that. And of course, if this were, we were going to talk about marriage and family, that's good. That's always good all the time, though, because you got Miss Jonda out of that. And you guys have ministered together for a long time doing God's work. We appreciate you and your faithfulness.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, some bad things have happened in the last few months in Kentucky, and you've been kind of at ground zero for all of that. So share with us what happened in late July in eastern Kentucky.
Well, we had something that most of us will see one time in their lifetime if we're so unfortunate, and it was a 1,000-year flood. That was at some parts, not every community got the required rainfall data or rainfall amounts in order to get that certification or qualification, which is a bad one to have. But that was a 1,000-year flood. One area that we worked in got 11 inches of rain in a 24-hour period.
Wow.
Now, we're pretty much untouched by hurricanes. We get the tail end of them. And a little breezy and some water, but we haven't experienced in my lifetime, 63 years, I've never seen 11 inches of rain. And it is quite destructive.
Wow.
And it just mowed a path through eastern Kentucky, Pike County, Floyd County, Knott County, Letcher County. I would call devastated.
Wow.
Wherever that rainfall hit, because we are a community of mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the mountains. So if you could imagine, if you would, how fast the water would be traveling by the time it reaches the very most remote point in that watershed, by the time it gets to the exit point of that watershed, it's moving because there's a lot of vertical relief there.
Mm-hmm.
So the water did some serious structural damage. In the field of hydrology, sometimes we call a stream where we measure an event by the sediment load, the amount of material that water can move. Well, the sediment load for this one was houses.
Wow.
And vehicles. It would literally pick a vehicle up, take it down a stream, take out every bridge on the way down. So you not only had a flooding event in the homes, you also had their access to the home. Because again, we're mountains and streams. That's just topography around here. So it was devastating. People were not able to get to their home. And when they did get there, there was a foot of mud a lot of times in the home. So it was a devastating event. A few years ago, we had a couple, this is a little odd, but we had 2 500-year storms within 16 months. They just call them that because of the amount of rainfall. It's not like, when you have two of them in 16 months, obviously they're not 500-year storms.
Yeah.
You would hope they would be.
Right.
That's like 8.4 inches of rain, which is devastating enough. But we have seen that, but in this one, the amount of, just destructive force of the water moving, was something to see. And then to get out with the people and hear their stories of what happened. I was talking to an elderly gentleman in his 80s. His wife is on oxygen and not very mobile at all. And when the waters hit their home, they were trying to get out. When they opened the door, the water literally pulled them out.
Wow.
So it was coming in one side, coming out the door. They opened the door and it literally pulled them out. And as they related the story to me, the gentleman was or is an assistant moderator in the regular Baptist church in that community. So he's a believer. His wife is a believer. And to try to summarize this rather quickly, that as they were pulled around the side of the house, his wife, he had her in his arms and she would literally go under the water. And then he would go under the water, try to lift her back up. She couldn't swim and he wasn't strong enough to swim for both of them. So they went through that a couple of times and she finally just told him, she said, "Let me go. I'm going to be with Jesus. Just let me go. Save yourself." And of course the gentleman, he said, "That's not going to happen. I'm not letting you go." And so they made their way to a gas meter that was in their yard. It was about 25 feet from their house. And he wrapped one arm around the gas meter, one arm around her, and he just held on. Wow. And there were people standing on the road that couldn't get to them. They were up above their house and they were seeing this whole thing right in front of their eyes. They just knew, and these were family members. They knew they were going to die.
Yeah.
Because there was no way they could make it through that water. Well, to make a long story short, he was able to drag her back to the house, get her inside the house and up on a table where they both survived without a scratch. Now, the miracle part of it is he doesn't have any memory getting her across that yard. He had to literally drag her across the yard through the landscaping, up on a small porch and into the front door of the house. He doesn't remember that. But what he does remember, he said the water was only about ankle deep. Now, I'm just relating the story.
Right.
All I can say is we serve a great God.
Absolutely.
Because that's not the only story like that I heard.
So the Lord, he saved some people all during that time period, didn't he? Miraculous things happened and some very traumatic things happened too. I think 43 people died. So probably everybody knows somebody that has passed in this event. It's just been very traumatic.
Yes. Yes. And so that began the process. And Ken very wisely kind of held back about a week or so and let Samaritan's Purse, FEMA, emergency response, search and rescue, because in the first hours after a disaster like this, you're in search and rescue mode. And a lot of people were rescued. And then unfortunately you go into recovery mode. And that unfortunately, you know, took a day or two for that to go through. And then Brother Ken mobilized the guys from down in Nashville. And I think he was on his way home from somewhere. And he called me. I was on my way home from vacation.
Yeah.
He called me and said, "Can I use your church?" I said, "Well, sure." I said, "What do you need it for?" He said, "Well, we need some place to stage because we're heading up there for the flood." And I said, "Yeah, buddy. Yeah, we can do that." And, you know, kind of the rest is history, you know, about, you know, staging folks here. And we mentioned a little bit about the rock doctor side, and in the secular job I had, I was the first responder. The hazmat. So a lot of the skills that I learned in that are the same for disasters like this. You know, you learn to focus on what you can do that's right in front of you, not get overwhelmed by the scope of the whole project, and, you know, and realize you can't do everything for everybody, but focus on some areas you can work on and go to it. Because it's really easy to be overwhelmed in a disaster, especially when you have one that, you know, from one end of it to another is probably an hour and a half drive.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's difficult to keep focused on what you can do. So God put, and I felt like he put me here for this purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right, and there in the midst of it. So you started out telling us about how traumatic it was, and you're getting in now a little bit about how the church has responded. And we should mention Ken, that's Ken Akers, the director of Masters Men and our disaster response team, which is, if you're looking online, you can see a picture of some of them in their red shirts, and there's somebody wearing burgundy, but that's okay. But anyway,
that would be me.
We're not going to point that out. We're just going to say there's one that's a little different. So
that's what my wife would say.
but it's worked out good in this situation. So you mentioned the first thing is they kind of held back a little bit. We should also mention some people had COVID too. So that was part of the problem. Of being able to get down there, it allow for the disaster response to kind of happen, the search and rescue, as you mentioned, and going into recovery. And then here come the disaster response teams. So tell us a bit about what that was like when these folks start coming in and taking some of that mud out, what that was like in Eastern Kentucky.
Well, what I tried to do was, there's a website, I think it's called disasterresponse.org or something like that, where you could find on a map projects. And so I started doing the research before I knew they were coming. So I went out into the field before they got here to make sure that on the morning that they were to go out in the field, they had places to go. They knew what equipment they were going to be needing. They knew what the scope of work was. They had a contact person. They had a phone number. And they had directions. And I drew them a map.
Yeah. Yeah.
but anyway, so I put those in their hands. So there was really no when we went down for Katrina, there was a lot of us that just went out in the community and started finding people that had a need and started working on those needs and just working in the community like that. We didn't really have a plan because you can't really plan for that.
Yeah.
But that's basically the way we did it. And I thought, well, how could we do this different? So, or be more efficient.
Yeah.
And so we put those packets together for them. And based on the number of the picture there behind me, I can't remember how many was here that day. It's over 20.
Mm-hmm.
And they were from Florida, Ohio, Kentucky. There were folks from Alabama, mm-hmm. South Carolina, just from everywhere.
Yeah,
that came around. And Ken did turn loose in one of those red shirts, so I'm now a red shirt.
I'm grateful for that.
But I'm also a gray shirt. South Carolina adopted me.
Yeah.
Another red shirt, Ohio adopted me. So I'm the adopted child of several. So we formed together. We staged here at this church every day. And then they had packets every day. And so they went out into the field and they knew if they were going to do a muck out. They knew if they were going to do insulation removal. They knew if they were going to do drywall removal. So they had their tools and they were ready to go. They hit the ground running and we were able to help, I would say, 40 different residents, mm-hmm. 40 different structures through this process. And it is a time-consuming manual labor process.
Mm-hmm.
These guys came in from all these different states. We had some folks from Detroit that they weren't able to come down, but they sent a couple of pallets of supplies.
That's good.
And so we had what we needed. We staged the supplies here at the church. And so everybody went out and they had the, you know, care buckets mm-hmm. of cleaning materials that we took to the folks that were out there and the residents that were out there. And you know, the thing that I think made the biggest difference had nothing to do with mud.
Yeah.
It had to do with people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had to do with those guys that come and ladies.
Mm-hmm.
That come, they loved on these people.
Yeah.
And if there's something that will go further than a disinfectant, that's somebody that you know genuinely cares.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we should also point out, it really, the people that come, it's pretty beneficial for them too. You know that experience going down to Katrina and other places, but just being able to go and do something about it, it really does something for you, doesn't it?
Yes. And it does. They were all excited to be here.
Yes.
You know, and the many of them, the ones that stayed overnight, we were able to stage them and house them here at church. And then our people, many of our folks are a bit older and not mm-hmm. able to go out and drag muddy insulation out from under a home. So they would cook for them.
Yes.
They actually had evening meals, and then their people would sit down with the responders mm-hmm. and let them know how much they were appreciated too. So I really haven't experienced anything quite like this. Mm. And I told them, you know, I've been doing this stuff for a long time on the secular side, on the pastor side. You know, I've just been in the work a long time. I've never seen anything like, you know, your theme, Better Together.
Yeah,
I mean, the real, you know, if you looked up the definition of Better Together, you'd see a picture of what went on in this community.
Oh, that's good, Pastor Jim. That's good. So what I hear from you is people participate in a lot of different ways. Our folks up in Detroit, they sent some things down, some supplies. Folks coming from Florida, South Carolina, Ohio, the western part of the state of Virginia. I think that was a first time group there, just people coming from all over. I also sense that you're pointing out it's just more effective as being part of a disaster response team, knowing what kind of tools one was going to need, kind of having a little bit of a plan as to what to do on the day. So these disaster response teams sure do make a difference for the cause of Christ is what I'm picking up here.
Oh, absolutely. And it's given us the tools to be more effective, to get more done while they're here, because they, you know, a lot of them had jobs they have to get back to. They take time off work, time away from their families. They come and do this, and they need to get back to their jobs as quickly as they can. So they want to get something done while they're here.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's just been a, I believe that God put me in this place for this reason.
Yes, absolutely. Because
I was an incident commander.
Wow.
That's what I did. And, you know, it just worked out to where I think we got a lot done. I know we did. And then there's a group that come down from Ohio. Brother Mark Price leads that group. They adopted a street. Seminole Lane.
Uh-huh.
There's four houses on Seminole Lane. I'm still working on Seminole Lane, putting up sheetrock and drywall, and we're getting ready to paint one of the houses. And I promise you, without their effort and the combined effort of everyone working together, those four families would not have a home.
Wow. So it's a life-changing situation, and we should point out that was a new disaster response team too. I think that they might have done some things in the past, but the Porter Association area, Southern Ohio, a new group. So I can tell from hearing you, Pastor Jim, it's really been something you'll never forget, and you've really seen the Lord move, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, and I've done hurricanes, I've done tornadoes, floods as well, mm-hmm. But I've never been involved in anything like this.
Wow.
This is very unique, and to see this response where everybody working together. Now, there were other churches that actually staged through here,
mm-hmm.
And other denominations. We went and worked on other denominations' church buildings.
Yes.
We didn't know discrimination whatsoever. Yeah. Whoever needed it, we were there.
That's
and,
good.
You know, there are folks that will be a little standoffish, you know, that maybe in different circumstances, they might have a hard time calling us brother.
Yeah.
You know, but I assure you, when we went in their church and said, you know, we're here to help. What do you need? What can we do? I was brother.
There you go. Yeah, it made a difference.
That, oh, it touched me. You know, it really, it was, I thought, man, he called me brother.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good, you know, but that's just what this does when you reach out to people and like, again, not to be to death, but if, when we are better together.
There you go. Now you're listening and you're thinking, I'd like to participate in something like this. I want to encourage you to go to Free Will Baptist North American Ministries, their website. You can learn more about Master's Men there. There's also a Facebook site that Brother Ken Akers has. And Pastor Jim, he'll come to a church association. You can, from time to time, Master's Men has training in how to do a disaster response team. And I think Brother Ken has a goal of trying to get another 5 DRTs set up throughout the United States. We think we have 10 right now. So if you're interested, we want to encourage you to reach out to Brother Ken Akers. That information will be in the social media section there, and just check that out. Because I think what we're hearing from you, Pastor Jim, it truly makes a difference in the lives of people. What can we do now? What other things can we do to support Eastern Kentucky at this point?
Well, in this phase, we're actually in the reconstruction phase. So I've been actively working with those, with the Northern or the Ohio group on Seminole Lane. Mm-hmm. So everybody is pretty much out of the initial phases, and they're out into the reconstruction phase. The generosity of our people is amazing. I immediately set up an account with our state for disaster relief, and we have received over $31,000 in donations. And this is from multiple churches, Free Will Baptist, non-denominational, Christian churches. They have just sent in money because they had a place they could send it.
Yes.
And so yes. What our goal is we use it in reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I try to spread it out over as many people as I possibly can to make sure we help as many as we can. We can't, you know, FEMA doesn't give you a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they really don't have an ability to replace the things, you know, from what FEMA gives you.
Yeah.
But we were able to lighten the load, especially on Seminole Lane. I don't know that they've hardly had to pay for anything. But somehow or another, God took what we had and multiplied it, because right now we've only got like a little bit less than $9,000 invested in 4 homes, and we've got 2 of them just about ready to paint.
Way to go.
And I mean, that's a God hand of God on that. Yeah. I don't know. But I do know this, that's where we are now.
Good.
And so we're still, you know, if people have carpentry skills, you could come down on a Saturday, maybe come on a Friday night. I'm still putting people up at church. I mean, they still come here and stay. We've got a youth house that's got 2 showers over there. And then I will make sure you eat. I am a Baptist, buddy. We'll make sure you're fed. And that's the good thing is, if we get enough for the girls to cook, then that'd be good. But I'm not above taking you to the local steakhouse either.
There you go. Good job, Pastor Jim. Well, tell them how they can get in touch with you, how they could contribute to this fund if folks were able to do that.
Well, we have a Facebook page. It's called Kentucky Crossroads. You can message me. I'll be glad to give you directions. That's what basically people have been doing. But I think the best, most centralized way to do it is contact Ken.
Okay.
Because Brother Ken had been, you know, people would call him and say, what can we do? And he would forward them to me.
And you can that's good. Track Ken down. You know, we can track Ken down.
Yeah. And two, you know, they could message me, they could reach out to me here at church. And they can PM me and I'll give them my cell number.
There you go.
Not,
that's
good. I'm not hard to get up with. I am hard to catch sometimes, but I will get back with you.
There you go.
But that's what most of these folks have done. And again, it's been our pleasure. And there's one more thing that we did that we're involved with a group that's called One Church.
Uh-huh.
Every Thanksgiving, One Church feeds the hungry. Well, this year we had a special effort to feed flood victims. A little bit harder to find them, but I think we were able to do about 50 families that had been dislocated by the flood. And it, all in all, it's 22 churches working together, and we fed, we did 11,000 meals on Thanksgiving morning.
Good job.
We put them together, put them out the door, sent them into all these different communities. But we also reached out to the flood victims. And I'll tell you, it really was touching to be a part of that. And we've done that the last few years, had that same ministry, but this year it was special.
Very good. Well, we so appreciate what you're doing, and we appreciate Miss Jonda too, and all our good folks in Kentucky, and appreciate what Masters Men, all these different disaster response teams, and really the whole body of Christ that's been involved in helping people in this difficult time. We just thank all of you, and we thank you especially because we've got you here today. Pastor Jim, thank you for what you've done, and thank you for stopping by and sharing with us today. We really appreciate it.
It's been my privilege, and thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we want to thank you as well for stopping in, for listening today. We want to encourage you to share this podcast with others. Very difficult situation that these folks in Eastern Kentucky faced, but you can hear the hope that we have in the Lord and how the Lord has brought them through and been with them through a difficult time. So take this and share it with somebody that would benefit from it. We also hope that we'll listen to kind of the theme that Pastor Jim has shared with us. Every little thing that we do matters for the body of Christ, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let us do whatever we can, remembering that we truly are better together. Thank you for joining us today.